Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Raising a child is a delicate dance.
That's tough, buddy.
Every little thing you do can have long-term effects that you never see coming.
Yeah.
But there is one debate about a parenting style we know will affect our kids. The question is...
Yeah.
If you decide to be this parent, are you making a stronger, better eventual adult? Or are you causing all kinds of damage that will surface down the road? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF, to let your kid win.
Oh.
Or at least take it easy a little bit on them when you're doing competitive stuff. That is the question parents have asked themselves since babies started being born.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you guys a story?
Go ahead.
So over the weekend, my whole family, wife, two girls, were at a birthday party at Radio Social.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they had the bowling alley in there. It's a very cool place. So my 12-year-old wanted to bowl, and we are not a bowling family.
Yeah.
I am terrible at bowling. So we're doing this together, and we're just chucking the ball down the lane.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, complete luck, my 12-year-old, two strikes in a row.
Man, she goes on a streak.
It was insane.
All right.
It was insane. So she starts crap-talking me.
Yeah.
Like... hard.
I mean, I would too.
You suck. I'm better at bowling. Look at you. You're pathetic. All this stuff. And at that point, it was so late in the game, it was too late for me to come back. There was nothing I was going to be able to do.
Yeah, I wasn't even trying.
I wasn't.
Like, I was just kind of like doing this for fun, but now it's on.
Yeah. No, that's what happened. So because of what she did, my 12-year-old, we were not leaving the bowling alley until we played one more time.
All right.
That's not psychotic.
She wanted like a redeemer round.
No.
He did.
I did.
Yeah.
She beat me. Yeah. All right. Look, you guys know me.
Mm-hmm.
I am very competitive.
Yeah.
No.
And once my 12-year-old daughter called me out, I was not going to lose.
Okay.
I went in to beast mode, son.
All right.
Straight
on
up
on your
beast
daughter.
Mode. I crushed
your
my 12-year-old.
Teenage daughter.
Not even teenage yet. She'll be a teenager in
she's
3 weeks.
She's pre-teen.
Yep.
All right, so she's 12?
She's 12. 12. I destroyed her. At one point.
Do you hear yourself right now?
Oh, no, it gets better. At one point, I had a turkey, three consecutive strikes. Keep in mind.
Wait. You beat a 12-year-old at bowling?
Smoked her. I smoked this kid.
Oh, my God.
Keep in mind, I am not even good at bowling. I'm not good at bowling, but
she's not an adult yet.
She woke the beast, man.
Woke the beast.
And here's the thing.
What?
Not only did I beat her by like 90 pins, like just destroyed her.
Yeah.
After every strike, after every spare, I let her hear it. I was doing every NFL wide receiver celebration, like ripping the shirt. Ah! I was doing the ice in the veins one where like you point to the inside of your arm, just getting in her face every time I did something, right? Here's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, that was
the moment my 12-year-old made it competitive, I was not going to let her win.
Oh, you mean the moment your 12-year-old was having fun?
Yes, exactly. That point. No. We were having fun.
Oh, were you?
We were having fun.
You were having fun.
And then I wasn't having fun because she had to run her mouth. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Okay.
252-9263. Is it better to let your kid win, take it easy on them, so they can feel good about themselves? Or do you always try your hardest as a parent to blow them out so they themselves have to earn it?
You got to be tough.
They're either going to try to earn it the next time or they don't want to play that sport anymore. Okay. Well, this was fun. This was a fun family activity, but now Dad's a dick, so let's not do this again.
So where do you come down on this, Kimmy?
I'm just saying, like, I can't believe that you, knowing the way our dads were growing up, never let us win at anything.
Yep.
No, you know how much of a psychopath that made you.
Uh-huh.
You turned into that dad in that moment. You didn't think, you know, let's try something else. Let's try a different route as a father in
Burn.
Competition.
Now, here's the thing.
Because for me, personally, whether it was a board game, whether it was playing around a horse in the driveway, or you name the competition, my dad had to beat everybody at it. You know what that did? It made me a quitter.
And it made him a champion.
Great.
At what?
Good
whatever
for him.
The driveway?
Whatever he
wants. King Drive?
No, look, in my defense...
This game sucks. This isn't even fun anymore.
Right.
In my defense, I was just having fun in the first game. She was the one...
Okay.
That had to turn it on.
The child.
Yeah.
The 12-year-old.
Yes.
Wait, did that
12-year-old found out she was good at bowling?
She's not even good. It was luck.
So that 12-year-old started it?
She did start it.
Well, you didn't tell me she started it.
I know,
it,
I did
man.
Actually in the story. I just told you.
I didn't get that, man.
She started it.
Grown adult man. You should win.
Grown adult man with 3 straight strikes, son.
So I've known guys that, like, when they were raising sons, that they would say, "You're not a man until you can beat me at a sport."
Okay.
Which is kind of weird.
Why is that weird?
Like, you're going to base manhood on a basketball game in a driveway. Huh. Now you're a man. You're ready for the world, kid.
That and nothing else.
Yes.
Man, it's so weird that a guy like you has his take.
Oh, go ahead. What, are you going to bully me now?
A guy that is
never because I guess I'm about the size of a 12-year-old. You're going to start pushing me around?
Well, I heard from a distance.
See, that joke never dies.
All your jokes suck. That's what I heard.
Never
from
dies. That joke has lived on for 20 years.
But he's a different example because his dad never even played games with him.
Papa. Yes. Papa. By the way, you're the biggest bully in this room, and everyone
what?
Knows
I'm not a bully.
What? Man who's never played a competitive sport in his life. Man who can never beat anything at anything, anyone at anything ever, is going to sit here and go, "Hey, man, let him win." And he's also the first dick that when he is successful at something, runs his mouth. Don't act like you're not competitive, you piece
of
crap.
I'm not competitive.
Oh, you're not competitive.
I'm kidding. I'm super easy.
Oh, you're going to leave this show? I'm going to show you as soon as someone else comes in and does all the work.
I'm the big easy, baby.
The big easy. You're the little lazy is what you are. Spit take, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's break this down. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. When it comes to letting your kid win, or at least taking it easy on them, versus never allowing them to beat you until it's real, there are life lessons in both. Obviously, the life lesson in never taking it easy on them is life is hard and you have to earn everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a good lesson.
But they'll learn that with or without you in life.
But I would like to be able to teach them that early when the stakes are lower.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
By rubbing it in that you're better at bowling.
Ice in my veins, Kimmy! Ice in my veins! I agree with Kimmy.
All right.
It will create a total psychopath, because you're right. My dad never let me win at anything. Uh-huh. It turned me into the competitive monster that sits before
me. But he was the first bully you ever met, was your daddy.
Oh, my God.
He was.
Should I lay down on this couch while you break it down?
Maybe. Maybe you need a little help.
We also hate games.
Board games, you mean?
We hate games, board games, yard games.
Card games. I hate them all.
Yeah, we hate participating in, like, social activities that most people love.
Well, no, it's because the stakes aren't high enough, though, because if you, like, give me a sport.
No, you don't think part of that stems from our dads ruining stuff like that for us as kids?
I think that's where you and I differ, because I'm with you. I hate the board games and all that stuff, but it's because, for me, the stakes. We went outside and raced. We had
that
a foot race.
That was because of you,
you started
psychopath.
Talking crap. You started talking crap.
I got probably faster.
No, it was actually.
Like, okay, let's race. Let's go. Let's go do it. And then you trained.
Yes. I was supposed to do it, and then Kimmy did it.
Who won, though?
You.
Yeah, right, I did.
But who cares?
On video, lives forever. Look, letting your kid win,
yeah,
I think instills this belief that they can do anything they want as they get older. And I do think it's very powerful when you believe, whether or not that victory you got was earned or given, that you can do anything you set your mind to, especially when that's instilled as a little kid. Right? Like, you know, me, my daughter, if she wins that first game and she doesn't talk junk, she just beat her dad at something. That's very impressive. What can't she accomplish, right? The obvious drawback there, letting your kid win, when things get hard, are they going to fold because they've never been in that fire before?
Well, they may fold, but then they'll figure it out.
Or they don't.
Don't even try because my dad ruined this thing for me that was supposed to be fun.
I agree with you. that what I did may not have been the right way. Mm. But, Kimmy, you cannot sit here and say allowing your kid to win always leads to a situation where the kid will end up fine.
But it doesn't
always.
But it doesn't make like a positive environment. It's a negative environment.
Positive for me. Like, I was positive. I just kicked your ass in bowling.
Because I thought everything was about being positive.
What are you talking about?
Like, in life, you know, be positive, be accepting,
Give
be nice
kid
to people.
Give some confidence.
Like, teach a little kindness.
Confidence is going to go further than anything, and I would argue what you did definitely didn't build any confidence.
Okay, can we at least acknowledge?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we at least acknowledge?
What? You look like some busted dictator right now.
In your outfit, you're going to say that to me?
Honduran strongman, Pat Duffy.
What are we acknowledging?
That if your parents, whoever, mom, dad, it's always dad. I don't even want to know why I'm saying mom. If dad never lets you win, when you finally beat them after all of those years, it will happen eventually. Right. Eventually, your father's body will break down.
When you're an adult, when it doesn't matter.
That accomplishment you have, watching your tormentor fumble and flail to come up with the excuse, it is the greatest feeling in the world. It's very Lion King.
Yeah, what if you don't beat them until you're like 20?
Doesn't matter. It's
Wasn't
still
that Lion King kind of a dick, too?
Well, no, the uncle was. Lion King dad, he just died and fell off the mountain. But no, I'm saying there is no drug that gives you the high than if you had a parent that never let you win when you finally beat them. You will never get that feeling again for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but
you will
sad.
Chase that dragon. Well, it's not sad. You don't even have... Shut up.
And you know what always killed my dad, too? And I don't know why he never recognized this, but remember, like, there were those kids that were really, really good at sports, and their parents never competed at anything in their lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I would imagine that those parents weren't, you know, blocking their kids' basketball shots in the driveway.
Yeah, the kid was a natural. He just picked it up.
Well, yeah, how do you know, though?
And they probably, like, fostered that kid. They probably told them that they were great and, like, wow, you're amazing, and built up their confidence instead of absolutely destroyed them because they had to win.
Okay, 252-WCMF. We have a ton of people waiting on hold. A lot of messages coming in. On Saturday, went to a birthday party at Radio Social. My 12-year-old wanted...
And you did it at a birthday party?
Big time.
Oh, my God.
It was an adult birthday party, in my defense.
Okay.
My 12-year-old wanted to bowl. We're not a bowling family. I'm terrible at bowling. I'm just playing, having fun. She lucks out and gets two strikes in a row, and she starts talking junk to me. And that switch got flipped. That switch in my head got flipped. I'm very competitive. We were not leaving until we played again. I destroyed her. Destroyed her in the second game. And I let her know what I was doing.
Set that 12-year-old pack.
That's right.
No, for the backpack.
I think Steve here makes a good point.
Steve,
he writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. At that point, it's not about winning or losing. It's about teaching someone to win with respect. You can have fun and win, but as soon as you start putting someone else down with you sucks, it's no longer fun. Better she learns that from you than someone who would do worse to her.
But you did the same thing back to her, so you're not really...
No, it's an echo, man.
Teaching anything.
Yeah, I taught. How does it feel? How does it feel? Doesn't feel good, does it, kid?
Because all you taught her was to do the same thing back to you.
Ice in my veins, man. Ah! There were also... It was full. So other people... Like, there were dates happening on the lane next to us.
Those are done.
And I'm just lighting up my 12-year-old.
Yeah. I have a question. If you sat back and you were a spectator watching a dad do this to his 12-year-old,
yes,
you would call that guy a douche.
I would nominate that man for Father of the Year.
Wow.
Yes, I would call him a douche. It happened in the moment. What do you want?
I can't believe he's doing that to his kid. Oh, my God. What a terrible father.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Duffy. Steve just stole my take. I was going to say that whole thing was more about teaching her how not to talk crap because she's going to do that out in the real world with somebody who doesn't love her, and they will teach her a lesson that she doesn't want to learn. I had to do the same thing with my son because he loved to talk crap even when he wasn't all that good at it. So I had to teach him a few times that you shouldn't be talking crap until you can actually be good at it.
Yeah. All right. What's your number one competition with you and your son when it was happening?
A lot of times it was video games and stuff like that. Sports wise, we didn't get into as much stuff. I mean, he played plenty of after school sports, but I didn't have the time to particularly play with him. But we used to do it with Madden.
It's a big one.
Crap.
Big fat bully.
Have to go back and show them how the old school goes. So But it definitely, and there's other times in life when you got to do that because you had a bad habit of doing that with, like, other people. And I had to one time push him out the door because he talked crap. The kid wanted to fight. And it was a legitimate little fist fight. And I had to push him out the door and go handle that. You talk crap, you go handle it.
So, see, you can't do the rhino.
He's with you.
He's not. Not everyone agrees on everything. There are, you know, voters. There's single party voters.
15-year-old boys need that lesson. You can't go, because that's one of those situations. I didn't want him to be out there. Like, I saw what happened, so I wasn't going to let it get too far. But it's one of those situations where you got to face the consequences of your actions.
Okay.
You can't go out there and talk a bunch of crap and then run away and hide in the house.
They don't make men like my daddy anymore. He threw me out the front door. Watch him kick some kid's ass. Bill. Now here come the cops.
Bill, thanks for the call,
oh,
buddy.
Boy.
Have a good rest of the day. There goes all right, a little far, right there.
Yeah.
I do it. Is that what he said? Oh, we got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, I'm super competitive with my kids when it comes to playing video games, especially with my younger son when he wants to try and beat me in Mario Kart. I try really hard not to rub it in his face, but the first time he starts chirping me after he beats me in a race, the hat gets turned backwards and I start leaning forward to the TV. More focus, I end up wiping the floor with him and he gets to hear it from me.
Why do we have so many a-holes in this world?
Look who's talking! This never happened to you. You're King A-hole. King A-hole of A-holington.
I did.
Oh, that's your mom.
Shut up. I was going to do a mom, but I already did the joke.
I was ruling it last night.
Shut up.
Mayor of A-hole.
King, you idiot. Listen to the show. You're the king of my mother. You're the king of my mother.
I get the votes.
I did always find it funny as a kid, and I don't know what this did to my brain, but when my dad wasn't good at something, he wasn't interested.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like a little kid.
When it comes to, like, video games or something, like if we beat him, oh, you guys do that. It's your thing. Like, he didn't want, he was only competitive at the things he was good at.
Okay. Look, in my defense.
That's every dad, though.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Because in my defense, I will do things I am not good at with my kids. For example,
stand up.
Again.
I don't repeat your joke for 20 years.
My 12-year-old, she's the one that plays tennis.
Yeah.
Right? And I have never played tennis in my life. I am not good at tennis. And she is getting good at tennis.
I'm going to be, though.
Well, look, I have been trying my hardest. And I know it is not much longer until she beats me consistently in tennis. And I'm not going to stop playing her. And I'm going to let her do her thing because she, in that moment, has earned the ability to run her mouth after she beats me. So, no, Kimmy, I'm not running away. I'm not hiding from competition. She beat me in bowling. I could have ran away from that. But, no, I went back. And I showed that 12-year-old who's boss.
So you want credit.
Couldn't you just let her have her thing?
For standing in the pocket and taking it from a 12-year-old girl.
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
No, because Kimmy's right. There are a lot of dads that if they're not good at it, they won't do it.
All right.
Because they don't want to lose.
I got it.
I don't want. Oh, I don't want to lose.
Yeah.
But I will accept defeat.
Okay, but we're not going to give you credit for that.
I think I deserve credit for that.
No.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good, buddy boy.
I think there's two ways of looking at this. Like, when you talk about, like, competing with your parents in, like, a basketball game in the driveway, or, like, you're just talking about tennis with your daughter, you're competing against each other or with each other. With, like, sports like bowling or, like, golf, you're not competing necessarily against that person. It's the skill that you have. So for, like, the bowling, unless it was full contact bowling, which the way it sounds, Pat, you might actually do full contact bowling.
It was getting there. It was getting there, Alex. It was getting there.
Starting to sabotage.
You're throwing the ball down the lane. Your daughter's throwing the ball down the lane. It's, you know, whatever skill you may do. However, if it's like, or golf, but like basketball, like if you're beating like a 12-year-old, like who cares? Like that's kind of mean. Like,
well, no, you should have seen how I swatted that ball. I got up. Okay, I get what you're saying. Alex, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You're also one step closer to cheating, Dad, because when things start to not look so good for you. You'll start to like make a noise right before she bowls. Or, like,
oh, that's not
mean?
Cheating. That's gamesmanship.
Okay.
No, yeah. I was like talking, like it was working too. I was in her head. Oh, I was in her 12-year-old head.
Can I tell you a story about a guy named Mike Mulay?
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
So my dad golfed his whole life, but he sucked at it. So my nephew started to golf when they would come up and visit, right? And he took him out to the golf course, and the kid was a naturally good golfer.
Okay.
And so when my dad and him would play, you know, he's a smart kid, right? He started noticing my dad was cheating at golf with an 8-year-old. And my dad was too stupid to realize the kid was already picking up on it.
Yeah.
So my dad takes my nephew, and they're in Florida with his group. And the first thing the kid says, he's like 9. He goes, "Hey, man, you got to watch him. He cheats."
Wait, the 9-year-old said this to
your- his
That's
buddies.
Hilarious.
Yeah. He was part of a foursome. You know, take the kid out, right? Big day with grandpa. Yeah, by the way, he goes, "Keep an eye on him. He cheats."
Okay, but that's...
So you could get dressed by a kid.
Okay, yeah. If you're a cheater, just don't be a cheater.
All dads are cheaters. Every dad is a cheat.
Is capable of cheating.
I have never cheated in a sporting event with my child.
Every dad is a scuzzy cheat.
Okay.
Give it time.
Chris writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. "I always used to be competitive with my little boy, but then he grew up and now he smacks me around on the golf course and it's very embarrassing."
No, you raised it, man.
It's healthy to be competitive with your kids.
You create your own Frankenstein.
Look, I will say this. If my daughter was not having fun while we were doing this, I would not have done this.
Mm.
And I will finish with this story.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Because you're right. Kimmy brings up that my dad turned me into a competitive monster. Yeah. She's right. And my dad was willing to cheat to win.
Mm-hmm.
So video games come up a lot. When we got our PlayStation when I was a kid, it was like the greatest moment in the history of the Duffy family. And we got it a full like 4 years after it came out.
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
So we had NHL 99, and me, my dad, and my brother would play these epic 7-game series. Like epic, right?
Yeah.
And like we all had like these design, like when you'd score a goal, it got so obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like in your face, sitting on the couch. Ugh. So one day someone decided if the game gets turned off before the clock hits zero, it doesn't count.
Okay.
So somebody, like, you know, you'd be down 4 goals with like 20 seconds left. Yeah. You dive and turn off the PlayStation. Doesn't count. You get to start over. Well, then the other person decided, I have to physically stop that person.
Okay.
So it became this chaos.
A wrestling match to the button?
Yes. Someone would dive for it. My dad would dive on top of me or vice versa. And we're now wrestling to keep the other person's hand to get to the button. And I am sincere when I say this. Those are some of the best memories of my life.
Not your mother's.
Yeah, seriously.
You imagine these.
Your poor mom. Our poor moms.
These obese people rolling around in your living room playing a stupid game.
Bro, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We were 12, 13 years old with my dad, who was probably in his 40s.
Yeah.
Right? And we're rolling around on the ground, laughing hilariously, trying to punch each other in the kidneys.
This was quality time. I just want to point out.
Punching each other in the kidneys.
Well, yeah, I don't want to hit him in the face. Yeah. Got to go to work. But you can pee blood. We're trying to cheat. I like that. Those
quality
are,
Duffy time.
They
rolling
are
rolling around trying to cheat.
Yeah. Maybe it's some of my fondest like youth memory. And I guess if you never had that, you don't get it.
That's right.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
My kidneys hurt. I got to go to the urgent care soon.
He threw
me out the front door.
People fear change.
Oh, sure.
And that leads to really dumb ideas continuing way longer than they should. Like, what if I told you there was a village that had a fountain with a statue on top, smack dab in the middle of their main street?
That'd be ridiculous.
Yeah. A statue and fountain that's been hit more times than anyone could count.
Yeah.
And they refuse to move that statue for reasons that aren't entirely clear. You need to do something to fix that situation,
sure,
right? Well, it turns out, even the fix that keeps that fountain and statue where it belongs.
Yeah.
They hate that, too. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Yeah.
Some folks out in Geneseo are not happy this morning, Tommy.
What happened?
If you know Geneseo, you know all about the Bear Fountain.
Yeah, the big old statue.
Yep, officially called the Emmeline Wadsworth Memorial Fountain. I'm sorry if I said that.
Mm.
It is literally in the middle of Main Street. It's a big circular concrete fountain and a top way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, hi, that concrete fountain on like a pedestal
is
a bear statue. It is very unique looking, mostly because no other villages have a big ass fountain and statue in the middle of their main street where people are driving.
And it's not protected.
Not at all.
It's completely exposed.
Yes.
Very ingrained in the community.
Kimmy, any suggestions?
People are very passionate about it. They know the story behind it.
Which is funny because
it's part of their identity.
But we've heard four different stories over the years as to why they can't move it. So to your point, Tommy, it's not protected.
Right.
There are no barriers around.
Right. It's not in a park or greenery.
And the fountain gets hit by cars and trucks constantly. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking brushed. I mean, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
We're talking smashed. The bear has been knocked down. A few years ago, the fountain was so badly damaged, they had to rebuild it after a major collision with a tractor trailer. And despite repeated break room calls to maybe move the fountain out of the middle of the road, people in Geneseo, to Kimmy's point, when you even suggest this, call us.
That's part of our history.
They curse at us. They curse. They get furious if you even suggest, hey, maybe a giant fountain with a bear on it in the road is a bad idea.
Their argument is usually people should just stop being stupid.
It's a good argument.
Mm.
So, Tommy, you're not going to move the fountain.
No.
But the village had to do something.
So what are they going
to
do?
Well, they studied the data. And they determined how most people were hitting the fountain, where they were coming from, and what the mistakes were.
All right.
So, with that information, the village of Geneseo has changed the traffic pattern. Long story short, you are only allowed to make right turns from the spot that most people were hitting the fountain.
So you can't go left.
Exactly. The idea being less confusion, easier to navigate, lower chance that someone has a collision.
What if I got to go over there?
Well, then you just go around it.
Oh, yeah, yay. All the way around?
It seems like a pretty good compromise.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Mm. It's just a study. They're going to be doing it for 6 months, and then they're going to come back afterwards and decide what the final fix should be.
Right.
And when they made this change in late July, people in Geneseo hated it.
Really?
This is one Geneseo resident on 13 Web last night.
I know they keep on hitting, Maybelline. Now it's stable, obviously. It's stable. I'm looking like I'm squinting. It's in the morning now. The light. What the heck? I get up on it, man. I wanted to hit it. I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to hit it with my truck. I wanted to boot. I wanted to tag it. And just, I wanted to, but they kind of just hit us in the face with it. They got to put lines. I don't know. And they got it way up here.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but that was his take on 13 Web last night.
He's just angry, and he can't describe why.
Yes.
That's what I got out of that.
Okay. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You can't change traffic pattern without pissing people off.
Right.
You can't keep the traffic pattern the way it is and continue to risk folks blasting the fountain, because past the safety part,
yeah,
every time this thing gets hit, you have to repair it or rebuild it.
And God knows what that's costing the town.
Seriously.
Right.
Like, what did it cost them to rebuild the last fountain?
Because it got pulverized at one time.
Yes, like into pieces.
Yeah.
Why can't you move the fountain?
Somebody, it's a shame somebody just didn't try to steal the damn thing.
It's huge.
How would you do that?
It's huge.
Yeah. I know.
And it's like in the
You'd
ground.
Need some serious machinery.
No, but like in all sincerity,
yeah.
I'm asking this as a concerned human being, because I lived in Geneseo for a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? I was up and down that main street all the time. It is not the easiest to navigate, especially when there are people walking across the street, which there are a lot during school because, you know, SUNY Geneseo is
sure.
right there. It's right on the edge of campus. What is the legitimate reason that you couldn't take this fountain, which isn't even the original anymore,
yeah,
because you had to rebuild it and put it in one of the beautiful parks
oh,
that Geneseo has
yeah.
or on the campus of the college?
I like that.
Why? Why?
History, Pat. Part of tradition.
No, but I mean, the history would just be where it's not going to get blasted by a car. And for those who don't know,
yeah.
the reason this fountain is in the middle of the road, it is a leftover from when people rode horses and the horses needed a place to
oh,
drink.
Oh, it's a trough.
Yes, lots of people used to have them, but they got rid of them when horses stopped being a thing.
Yeah, I guess now just college kids pee in it.
Bro, if they get pissed about us suggesting moving it,
yeah.
I don't want to know what they would do to the kid caught taking a leak in the bear fountain.
But that would cause them to move the fountain.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Kids whizzing in the fountain.
I think they would just lock that kid up for the rest of his life.
Oh.
Like put him in the tower in Geneseo.
All right.
All right, so here we go.
All right, what are they saying?
Here come the Geneseo folks, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We'll start on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Nick writes, I live in Geneseo. First, most anyone who hits it is an idiot. Second, I think anyone I know doesn't actually care if it gets moved, but the no left turn thing is stupid. Now, if we come off a side street and turn right and have nowhere else to go where I want, I don't see it lasting long. Okay, then move it.
Yes.
And I love this argument. Don't be stupid. That would solve every problem in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But stupid people exist.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to account for stupid people. You also have to account for people that make mistakes.
Or, yeah.
That's why we have speed
Human
limits.
Beings, yeah.
And laws.
And bears. And fountains.
And hospitals, right? Like, if the argument is don't be stupid, we wouldn't need doctors.
Yeah.
You just die when your time's up. You lay down and you fall into a hole. There is one more solution
yeah.
that would keep the fountain where it is and ensure nobody hits it.
What do you do?
Shut down Main Street in Geneseo to car traffic.
Oh, make it just a pedestrian only?
Yes. Now, it's a major road, but it's not the only crossroad that connects the two major roads, because that road gets used a lot by tractor trailers to get
yeah.
onto the road that takes you to 390. Ithaca did something like this in the middle of their town years ago. They shut down a road, and they made it a walking commerce area.
Okay.
And it benefits that town in a couple of ways. I mean, one, in Geneseo, it would be a place for the college kids to go hang. Studies have shown that foot traffic increases business to the places that are already on that main street.
All right.
You may see even new business open.
Bam.
Two, it gives Geneseo a chance to take advantage of small-town tourism, which has boomed in New York State
yeah.
the last couple of years. Think Skinny Atlas, Pen Yan.
I could throw coins in the fountain.
You could do that if you want. You could sit on the edge of the fountain, read a book, talk
oh
to your friend.
Oh, my God. How much fun would
so
that
quaint.
Be?
Yep. Think of all the bespoke soap shops that could open.
Mm.
But most importantly,
what is that?
You'd get to keep the fountain where you want without anyone crashing into it.
All right.
You don't have to worry about it anymore.
Thank you. Because there is going to be a point where something really, really bad happens. And
yeah.
the longer you let this go without doing anything, the higher the chance that is.
But the town wants it the way it is.
So shut down Main Street then. Shut down Main Street.
Okay.
I think it would.
I like that idea.
Can we do that? Is
I
that
don't
does
know,
Geneseo own that? Is that a Geneseo road? Is that a state road? Is that a federal road? I don't know.
But it's a Main Street. I think it would be in a town.
Yeah, but it's also got a number on it.
Oh, wait, one of them numbers?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know exactly how roads work.
Well, I always said every Main Street was the town's.
But I know there's a lot of tractor trailers that use it, which makes me think it's a route to something. Can you
oh,
Google?
Oh, you didn't tell me
well, but
a route.
If you shut down Main Street, how would those places get deliveries and stuff like that?
I mean, how do they do it in Ithaca?
They park and they just wheel it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Right? Right.
I mean, it wouldn't be that much. What, it's a block or two?
Yeah, it's not that long,
yeah,
that
small.
Main Street. You can walk it easy.
Yeah, it's puny.
252-WCMF, the town of Geneseo, village of Geneseo, excuse me, in an effort to keep the Bear Fountain, which keeps getting hit from being hit, changed the traffic pattern. They studied data, tried to figure out where people who were hitting the fountain were hitting it the most, and because of that, there are certain points now where you can only turn right. And the people in the village of Geneseo who refuse to hear, even thinking about moving the fountain,
yeah,
hate this too. Let's talk to Dean. Hey, Dean, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I am a Geneseo native as well, but yeah.
All right.
I get the sign, but like at the same time, it's kind of hard not to see. So how do so many people hit it?
But they are hitting it.
Yeah, I mean, like whether or not it should be hit, it's being hit.
Yeah, it's getting. Oh my gosh, it's getting hit. Like seems like almost every other month. But
so you think they shouldn't hit it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like a big. It's pretty easy to see. It's like if you can't drive, maybe sure. You shouldn't be driving. Which, I mean, if you can't see something like that, you shouldn't be driving.
All right. So I just want to hold on. I just want to make sure that we got all the points that you made.
Yeah,
here.
Right.
One, don't hit it. Don't hit it. Two, it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Three, Dean says if you can't drive,
can't see,
don't be driving.
But right.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Okay, Dean. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of
right.
the day.
I think he should run on that platform.
You can't argue with any of his points.
That's right.
No. They're all good points. Let's talk to Christine. She's on CMF. Hey, Christine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
I'm thinking about a turnabout down there because they haven't done Seabreeze, and then this way it could stay in the middle. You can go to the right, and if you need to go to the left, it's turnabout.
The roundabout, you mean? Okay.
Yeah. Everyone wins.
Okay. I mean, it is weird
how. Is it not big enough to make it? Roundabout, I wonder.
I mean, you could clip the sidewalks a little bit there.
Yeah.
If your intention is to keep it, I mean, I don't see why that would be a problem, Christine, unless there's something structurally they
can't
do.
I would almost see that and assume it is a roundabout.
No, because that's what's so weird about it. It's just the road. Yeah. It's like, there's the fountain. So, Christine.
Yeah, so if everyone goes to the right and you go around it, there should be no left hitting it if everyone just kind of goes with the flow of where you need to go.
Just got
to
go with the flow, man.
Always do.
Hey, Christine, are you from Geneseo?
No. I'm from Greece.
You're just jumping in on Bear Talk. Thank you for the call, Christine. Geneseo. Christine, have a good rest of the day. All right, two really good calls.
We've
right.
also seen, though, towns put in roundabouts where there weren't roundabouts before and have issues with it.
I hate
like, it. Because it takes people some time to get used to if they're not expecting it to be there.
So Caleb brings up an interesting point.
Oh, Caleb.
He says, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us is we talk about this new traffic pattern around the Bear Fountain in Geneseo, which has people in Geneseo furious even though they refuse to move the Bear Fountain. He writes, it's funny how the Bear Fountain causes more accidents than the fountain in Wolcott with the boobs out, but that's probably because no one goes to Wolcott. You guys are familiar with this?
Oh, yeah. That's the first time you see that, it kind of is jarring.
But
like,
But why does that fountain not get hit where the Geneseo fountain does?
Maybe it's because it's got bosoms.
No, but you would think the bosoms
maybe the
would be
road
more...
is a little more defined.
We should put bosoms on that bear.
Bear bosoms?
Yeah.
Well, no, because you can't have bear boobs out in public.
Oh, damn it. That's right.
Yeah. Got that going for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. 252 WCMF. We've had some rough calls.
Yeah.
There's only one man that could save us. Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Come on, man. Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic, clearly, Ben. But go ahead.
Oh, really? You were being so sarcastic. Anyways, no. Why not just put, like, a bigger barrier at, I don't know. Like, also that roundabout idea sounds like a pretty solid idea because they've put a few roundabouts in Canandaigua, and it improves the traffic flow 1,000 times.
Yeah, but the problem isn't traffic. The problem is the big-ass fountain in the middle of the road. Nobody gets stuck in Geneseo traffic.
I'm just saying, dude. I think the roundabout would probably be the best one. But also, Caleb was talking about the Wolcott boobs up there. The way that intersection is, it's kind of like set in the middle of a triangle. So there's like a turn lane, the boob statue, and then the other part of the intersection where you would go straight or turn left.
All right. Well, thanks, Ben. Thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
No problem, guys.
There goes Ben. All right. I blame myself for this.
Ben's touched those boobs. He walked up to that statue and he touched them.
How high are the boobs? I can't remember.
I think it's a low. I think they're low.
Can you hand them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you don't know how to react, you have a tendency to overreact.
Sure.
And I don't know about you guys. I've never seen one of these in person. Have you?
No.
And I'll be honest further. I wouldn't even know what I'm looking at because that sure as hell looks like something that I've seen take, like, roofs off of houses.
Yeah, it's just like a smaller, scarier version.
Yeah. You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. On Sunday, a crazy weather event took over a Little League baseball game in Penfield.
Mm-hmm.
So the video has been circulating on social media, and thank God for youth travel sports having cameras you have to pay to watch at every single event.
Not going
to
miss a minute of it.
So the camera's positioned behind home plate, and it just looks like a regular Little League game.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the umpire puts his hands up. He goes, time, time, time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell's
going
on?
Wind starts to kick up. It starts to get a little windy. The dust is kicking up.
And then all of a sudden, you see what looks to be a mini tornado.
Yeah, that's the only way you could describe it.
And it's going
like an intense one. Yes.
And as it goes across the infield, it gets bigger and bigger.
But it's pulling all that dirt, all that crushed clay.
Yeah.
It's like just being pulled up.
Yes. So, like, as it continues, it gets larger and larger. And there are kids out in the field.
Yeah.
And, like, they're frozen because they don't know what they're supposed to do. So I guess they're called a dust devil.
Okay.
That's what we're looking at.
Sounds good to me.
And apparently they're not really all that dangerous.
Just a little bit alarming when you don't know it's coming.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know they're not dangerous. It looked really scary.
I mean, you do realize when you see one of these, man, God really hates your team. Because this is so, like, I'm coming after your ass in particular. I'm not taking out a whole town. Hey, kid, I want you.
No, you're
now.
Right. Yeah. If you're the shortstop on that team, it literally fouled the shortstop.
It's the wrath of nature coming just for you.
So, Kimmy, you brought up a good point.
Yeah.
Because these kids are playing and their parents are watching.
Yeah. Their parents are watching. And I'm just thinking, like, my dad would have had to hold back my mom from running out on that field and embarrassing the crap out of me, right? And, like, protecting me from that little dust tornado. Because I am surprised you didn't see at least, like, one parent run out trying to, grab their kid.
Well,
it was. Because most of the kids went to, like, went back to the dugout, but there were a couple kids stranded in the outfield running around trying to figure out where that thing was going to take its next turn.
Would it be embarrassing if your mom or dad ran?
I think as a kid it's going to be embarrassing. Probably the other parents would understand, but as a kid, you don't want your mom running out there after
you. Because by the time you get out there, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, she's just
like,
there.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing out here?
But I don't know how long it's going to last as a parent.
Yeah.
Right. That's true. But I'm guessing by the time you get there, it's over.
Okay.
And now you're just there.
Well, now you raise a better question.
What is that?
252-WCMF. Should we be judging these Penfield parents for not running out to try to protect their children?
Why not?
Okay. Would you have gone out there?
For who?
Okay, his wife would have sent him out there.
Oh, well, let's talk about this. All right. So you have a grandson.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say in a couple of years, he's up here playing a soccer tournament.
Yeah.
Little one.
All right. And all of a sudden, this happens.
Yeah.
It's a dirt field, kicks up, and your wife goes, "Oh my God, go get him!"
Yeah.
Are you hesitating?
I'm going out there.
Okay.
Yeah, but
slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm old. Yeah, it takes me a minute.
The fact that the umpire paused the game,
yeah,
leads me to believe he's seen something like this before.
He must know something,
because he immediately, put it on pause.
How common are these in our area, and what causes them?
I don't know.
Because you've never seen one? I've never seen one.
They can't be that common.
Well, it wasn't a windy day. It wasn't like the wind had been bad the whole time.
It was Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. It was hot as hell.
Yeah. But there's a dirt devil, from what I understand. Dust devil.
The only time I've ever seen those, when they have those forest fires. Sometimes you'll see those
cartoons when Tasmanian devil gets really mad.
Yeah, that guy.
Fire tornado.
Yeah. Barnados.
Yeah.
It looks like the Tasmanian devil is playing baseball against these kids. No, I'm dying to know, because, it just seems random. Right, but
and what are you doing when you go out there? Because you're afraid he's going to get sucked up. You going out there, you will also get sucked up.
But I'm heavier, and I can protect them from debris if I cover their
feet. Okay, all right,
that's my thought. See, that's why I'm a better person than you.
Well, neither of us have gone out there yet.
Well, I've not been in the presence of a dust devil. I'm sprinting out there, man. Oh, and I'm yelling, "I'll save you!" the whole time.
I'll save you.
So the parents know that I love my kids very much. Because, part of being a parent is also performative.
Sure.
Right.
I think the fear of judgment would lead you to do that.
So you're playing to the gallery.
Well, look, no parent will admit that, but you want the other people to know, I'm a good parent, right? So I think you do have to overdo it a little bit, which is also surprising that no parent ran out there after their kid.
I was surprised you didn't see at least one parent run out onto that.
But it's a weird thing to protect your kid from, because it's not like there's a bobcat out there or something, a crazy dog. Or a person, it's just wind.
I don't think you could run out there with a plan. I think you just run out there to be near your kid. I don't know.
But you can't have a plan for something.
Because you can't beat up the tornado or shoo it away. It's just going to do what it does.
Try me, man. I'll kick that tornado's ass.
And you got to have a face full of sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't work.
Okay, thank you.
These are all my excuses I'm telling my wife.
Again, it's happening in the moment and you don't know what it is. Because I have an irrational fear of tornadoes. I would have thought that's a start of a tornado.
Well, yeah, it could be.
Because it looks like a tornado.
Yeah.
And it gets really big. And it kept getting bigger.
Pretty big.
I wouldn't even know what to tell the kid after the fact. Because the kid's going to be frightened if it came right after.
Yeah, that would be a little alarming. I would understand that, your kid needs to take a few minutes before running.
What do you
back
tell him? He's
going to
have questions.
All right, let me ask you this question. All right, 252-WCMF. We're talking about this incident that happened on Sunday at a baseball tournament in Penfield. Little guy's playing baseball. Yeah. The umpire stops the game for a second. It's on video. All of a sudden, this wind kicks up. You see this tiny little tornado-looking thing go across the dirt. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's sucking up
and
all the
dirt.
Yep, from the infield. It's this giant thing going right for the shortstop. Kimmy's right. There are these kids that are stuck in the outfield stranded, not knowing what to do. Turns out it was a dust devil. Everything was okay. No one was really in any kind of danger. All right. Let's say, Tommy, your grandson.
Yeah.
Same thing. Baseball tournament, whatever. It finishes up.
All right.
All the other kids are going back out on the field.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Papa, I don't want to go back out there. I'm scared. I don't want to play. I want to go home." What do you do?
Yeah, let's hit the liquor store. Then. Now you got to make him go back out.
Oh, you got
to make him go back out there. Well,
a second ago, I heard you tell me that, you should let kids do what they want to do when it comes to competition, because you're a bully if you don't.
Okay, is my wife with me?
Yes.
Okay, then he's got to go back out on the field.
How do you? Okay, so I'll be your grandson.
All right.
All right. So, Papa.
Yeah.
Papa Tommy.
Yeah.
I don't want to go back out. I'm scared.
Well, that's sissy boys attract tornadoes, son.
Is that why? Because you were there, the tornado showed up?
Yeah.
Kimmy, do you make your kid go finish that game?
I think you would encourage it, strongly encourage it.
What if another one shows up
finish?
And you make the kid go out there?
It's not going to happen again. What are the odds?
If anything happens to him after
he
goes
right.
out there, it's my fault.
Yes, it is. But you're also teaching a life lesson.
What?
To who?
Go get back on the horse, buddy.
But he got hurt.
Well, no, I'm saying before that you didn't know it was going to get hurt.
But yeah, let's say he goes back out there and he gets a sports injury right after that, right?
Okay.
Gets beamed or something. Sure. That's also my fault.
You're right. You're right. But that could happen anyway.
Yeah, but if it happens to me, it's my fault. My wife's upset. I'm out.
Adam writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Said, one of these happened when I was in a daycare in Florida on the playground. A kid got scratched in the eye with mulch.
Oh, jeez.
That's right.
Okay. It's not the worst.
What? What? It's a kid that scratched in the eyeball.
With mulch.
Yeah.
It's wood
I'm
chips.
Sure it hurt.
Troy writes us, I lived in Phoenix for 10 years. We saw dust devils all the time. They're harmless, much like Tommy's jokes. You suck. You want the scientific explanation?
Yes, yes.
Because Jaden's got it.
Okay.
For you.
All right.
Uneven heating of the ground on clear sunny days causes warmer air to start to vortex as it interacts with cooler air. You see them in the fall all the time with leaves on a smaller scale.
What a weather dork.
Makes sense.
I asked you if you wanted the information.
I know.
And I gave it to you in a funny voice.
And you are a weather dork. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You love to watch the weather.
I do.
This is stuff you'd be interested in.
All right, so I guess watch out for dust devils, dirt devils.
You can't, because they just show up when they want.
Yeah, that's right. Never see it coming.
Because you didn't do your homework. You run your mouth. That's what happens.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.